Auburn adding depth to the offensive line. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Barnes Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and this is the Barnes Social Hour Wednesday of edition of the Barnes Social Hour. And Graham, we got some big news. We added
Hump Day.
Hump Day. We added an offensive lineman to our roster, and we're just making getting that room a little bit deeper. So I'll let you have the floor and introduce our new signee.
Yeah. So we have committed today, earlier today. His name is Jalen Moore, out of Fairburn, Georgia, goes to Creekside High School, class of 2027. Interior offensive lineman. He's 6'4", 290. So we love that to start off with, especially as an interior. Mm-hmm. He's only going to get a little bit, you know, probably bigger when he gets to Auburn. But of course. Three-star, which I don't really pay attention to stars that much when it comes to offensive linemen. It's just so hard to just give them stars. So I really like him. He's a top 45 interior offensive lineman in this class. So you'll take that any day of the week. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Auburn had to beat out schools like Alabama, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, and Pitt. So it's not like he wasn't wanted by big programs. Clearly, right. if Alabama and Georgia wanted him, then clearly, you know, he's a good kid. So super, super awesome to get him into this class. And it's just, yeah, excited to keep this ball rolling with some recruits. Obviously, we had just a couple days ago, we got the running back and Meissen Johnson Cook. And then today with getting Jalen Moore. So hopefully we can kind of keep this ball rolling and keep getting some commits because we definitely need them.
Yeah, I agree. I like the momentum we have right now in recruiting. I think this one specifically, like I really like the running back we were able to snag, but this guy just adds much needed depth to a room that needs it, considering, you know, Golish was worried about, you know, he was like, pray for that offensive line. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out this year. But I do think our offensive line, just based off what I've seen with, you know, just videos of practice and actually, you know, we got to go to a practice, just what I saw, it seemed like our offensive line is bigger than last year to me anyway. That could just be me. I don't know. But I think it'll make a difference when, you know, you get in the meat potato of the season and, you know, you need a guy to come out and you got a guy like this that we just signed that's, you know, he's pretty beefy. You know what I mean? So that's someone that you need up front, especially when you have a running back room like we have. And, you know, we're going to emphasize running the ball this year, I'm sure, with, you know, Byron Brown back there as well. That's, you know, you got a 1-2 punch in the backfield. So that's really, really good to have. And I'm confident that this is going to be the last offensive line signing that we get. So I'm very, very satisfied with this pickup for sure.
Yeah. And also, like, it's become more and more common, you know, since the transfer portal era and stuff, that when you get guys like this, it's a lot harder, I feel like, in recent, you know, years to play pretty early as an offensive lineman commit anywhere. Typically, you know, because the offensive line, like, position in from high school to college is such a big jump from size. You know, like, I played offensive line. I played tackle all 4 years of high school. I'm nowhere near the size, not even close to the size to play tackle or any position on the offensive line in college. But so him being 6'4 and 290, he's got the height already, but obviously he's going to have to add some weight, and that, you know, that comes from muscle and other places too. But it's so much harder nowadays to, we also saw with, you know, some exceptions to it. Connor Liu was a true freshman when he played center here at Auburn. And then obviously Kale Ellis last year stepping in at center when Connor Liu went down. But
yeah,
it's definitely harder to play. It's more of a development position where, like, you come to a school, you get developed, and then by your third and fourth year, that's when you're starting to play. But it's super hard to play early on as an offensive lineman.
No, yeah, I agree, especially in the SEC. You got to think, like, yeah, they're like, we had this conversation the other day when we were talking about, you know, SEC and Big Ten. Like, yeah, Big Ten is probably not easy either, but we're talking about the SEC here. You're talking about schools that primarily most of the schools have a really nasty run game. And for that to be successful, you have to be a really good lineman, because that's where it's very important. You're kind of in, you know, I call it the meat and potatoes of the, you know, of the offense. You know what I mean? You're in the middle of it all. So, I just think that this kid has a very bright future and a really big upside as far as, you know, getting a potential starting spot on that line. And you said 6'4", 290?
6'4", 290 is what
he can definitely
247 has him listed.
Yeah, he'll get bigger at Auburn, and that muscle weight, you know, he could be, you know, upwards of the low 300s, you know, maybe this time next year. Who knows? That would be crazy if that's possible, but that'd be bonkers to see. But as far as like other recruits go, I know that, you know, there's some others that are, you know, on the fence, but the fact that we were able to get this guy that was picking between Alabama and Georgia, and he's from Georgia, which is, you know, primarily Georgia will always scoop up their local guys first, and it's, you know, not even a question.
It's easy to recruit against Georgia in state.
So yeah, this is, to me, it's a big win in my opinion. But that's just me. And hopefully, you know, if we have some other recruits that we're looking at in the state of Georgia, maybe they'll follow suit as well. So I think this is a good sign for us. And it's a great, and honestly, it's a big win for Golish and recruiting for the staff as well. So props to them. And I'm hoping that we'll have more here soon for sure.
Yeah. Fairburn is like smack dab in the middle of between like Athens and Auburn. Like it honestly might be
right.
Like an equal drive either way. It's like a little southwest of Atlanta, so getting to Athens might take a little longer just because after you go through Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But if like looking at a map, it looks almost smack in the middle. So yeah, definitely good to beat out Kirby.
Yeah,
and an in-state kid for him.
Yeah, and like you're saying, it's, you know, the fact that Georgia and Alabama wanted him means that he was a real deal. They saw something, and we obviously saw it too. And he's given us a chance, and I hope that we take advantage of his frame on that offensive line soon.
Yeah, he said like he did a little interview after his commitment. But he just said he really liked this coaching staff. He really thought that this coaching staff believed in him and what he can do. And then he just said that Auburn really just felt like home ever since he stepped on campus. So.
Nice. Yeah. Pretty much all the players that sign with Auburn, you know, eventually they end up signing. They always say it feels like home, and that's, you know, that's for everybody. I think everyone watching this or listening to this knows that you go to Auburn and it does feel like a small hometown feel. You know what I mean? And I know people are going to be like, well, what about the skyscrapers, downtown, you know, Timmy's Corner? It needed to happen. It's just, you know, part of moving forward as a society, things have to be developed and things have to grow, and businesses will develop and grow as well in that. And I think honestly, you have to have that with a place like Auburn that, you know, it's not really like, it's not a big market. If we're just being honest, we have a good brand, I think personally, but when you're having to recruit, you know, players and throw money at them, they also want to know like, hey, is there things to do around the area too? And that's, you know, a thing, and Auburn's done a great job of that. And the fact that he's saying it feels like home is a good thing. And I hope, again, players that are being recruited by us follow suit, especially ones from Georgia, because I would like us to kind of dip into there. I mean, we're practically in their backyard, for God's sakes. I mean, surely
shove Kirby in a locker.
Yeah. Would please. I'm excited about the future of this program. I think this is another step in the right direction. It's going to be baby steps. We're not going to be immediately good, even though, you know, in an earlier episode of this, I think, February, whenever we did record predictions, and I said 9-3, and you said 8-4, and we'll probably do an updated one. You know,
I might have said 7-5.
Did you say 7-5?
I think I said 7-5.
Well, better than nothing, better than 5-7, but I'll take
that. Was very true.
I'll take it. But you know what else that isn't, you know, hard to predict going to aushirts.com and getting all your gear from the favorite shows at the barn. You see the shirts and hoodies and hat on your screen. We also have some mugs there as well and some different hats. We're working on a social hour shirt, so be on the lookout for that. We add new styles weekly. So again, go to aushirts.com to support and rep all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn. Again, that is aushirts.com. We also have...
Yeah, go over to buyauburn.com. And be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're a a business owner and you're an Auburn fan, then go to buyauburn.com today and sign up and put your business on the website so that Auburn fans all over the country can find out where you are and who you are and can come support you. It's a great way just to connect with the Auburn family and to really support each other. Like I said, if you're heading to Atlanta for the Auburn-Baylor game, go ahead and go over to auburn.com and see if there's any restaurants or stores or bars that you can go to before the game and support Auburn businesses. So like I said, go to buyauburn.com today, whether you're a business owner or just someone looking to shop, head to buyauburn.com today to check it out.
Awesome. We currently in our neck of the woods in Birmingham, Alabama, there is a pro-am going on for the region's tradition classic tournament, golf tournament at Greystone Country Club. It's literally 5 minutes, 10 minutes away from me, something like that. Like, and it's always buzzing. Do what?
It's like 30 minutes from me.
Ish. Yeah. 30 ish minutes from you. But every year it's always fun. You know, you have your local celebrities that are there. You have coaches that are there. And this year, Alex Golish got invited. He's not playing golf. Let's just get that out of the way. Everyone was worried about that. People, you know, were reposting his Instagram stories on X saying, "Oh God, please no, stay away." They're posting them.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. People were posting the memes of Michael Scott, like, "Oh God, please no, no, God, oh God, no." but rest assured, he is not playing golf, but he is hanging out and talking to the media. And the question that was asked, it was, and the guy that asked it, he's a dear friend of me and my dad, Rick Carley. Those that knew him, he was on a WBRC and Fox 6, a local Fox affiliate in Birmingham, the sports guy. But love Rick Carley. But the question he asked, it could have been worded just a little bit better, in my opinion. And I think Graham would agree with that. But Graham, do you have the clip?
Oh, no, I definitely agree. I definitely agree that the question could have been worded a little bit better. But we'll talk about that.
Question. Yeah, it was a great question.
And I completely understand the question.
Yeah,
but I could have worded a little better, and we'll get into it after the clip. Yeah, here it is.
Yeah. A lot of success against Bama. I think it's six in a row now. And you came in. I think you're playing some music now, whether it's Dixieland or whatever it is. Why is it so important for you to kind of make Bama in the forefront in your campaign and practice?
Yeah, I don't know the statement you said. I haven't had a lot of success against Bama, or you're saying at Auburn.
The program.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't like super care about what the success has been or hasn't been, to be totally honest with you. This team hasn't played Bama, and we'll be prepared to go play week 12 when it's time to go play. It, in terms of the music, we've put an emphasis on what that game is, and we're going to continue to put an emphasis on it. It's the greatest rivalry in college football, and if it's important to our fan base, it's important to our alums, it's important to me. It's not any more important today than the other 11, but it's going to be a constant reminder at Auburn as long as I'm here that last week of the year is a critical week for the people of our fan base, the people of our state. And I haven't played Bama as the Auburn head coach, so.
Love how straight to the point. How straight to the point when he was like, "You're talking about program success." Well, this team that I'm coaching, yeah, they haven't played Bama yet.
Yeah.
I love him so much, man. I do. Just the sternness. I love it.
So the question there was kind of cut off and it was kind of quiet. So if you didn't hear it, he basically was like, so he started the question saying, like, "You haven't had a lot of success," or "You haven't had a lot of success, you know, with Bama. What's like, you know, with y'all been listening to music, playing Dixon and Delight, like why is it important to you? Why are you putting Bama so much in the forefront of your minds, you know, in this situation?" And where I don't have an issue with it, but like where I think the question could have been worded a little bit better was, I think instead of saying you had, you know, like obviously Auburn's had issues with Bama in the last 6 years. It's or right. whatever. It's 2019 was the last time we beat them. So no clearly, yes, Auburn's had struggles with Bama, and 6 years, in my opinion, is too long of a drought of a win. Like we should have won, and we've been in situations almost every single home game since 2019. We've been in situations where we should have and could have won the game.
Yeah, no, the 4th and 31 was a freak accident. Like, you know what I mean?
And also,
like,
the home game before that was 4 overtimes.
I remember that because I was working there then. I saw the route, and I was like, oh, God, he's about to get absolutely worked, and he did.
So we won in 2019. The next one at home was the 4 overtimes. Mm-hmm. The next one at home after that was the 4th and 31. The next one at home after that was the Cam Coleman fumble. So we've been in situations to win 3 of the last 6 at home. And that's acceptable to me. If we'd win since 2019, every home game of the Iron Bowl, I've been like, that's fine. It's hard to win at Tuscaloosa. It's hard to win on the road in the Iron Bowl. Simple as that.
Yeah.
So yes, it is frustrating. Now, I get the question that he's asking, because the Iron Bowl is such, like, when you take the job as the Auburn head coach, part of the requirement of keeping your job is you got to beat Bama. Sorry. Like, you have to.
Yeah.
You just have to beat Bama. Because of how big the rivalry is, how much your fans care about it, how much the state of Alabama cares about it, you have to beat Alabama. So I get him being like, it's interesting. Like, why are you putting, you know, Bama so much into the forefront of y'all's mind? Because, you know, are y'all really focused on trying to beat them this year? Like, what's the issue? It's so, like, I get it. So I get, and but also I get where Golish is going, where it's like, this team hasn't played Bama. I get this team hasn't played Bama because this is a brand new team.
Right.
So I think it was a good question, but I also like the edginess of the response.
Yeah, same. I just, his reaction to it was just like that little snippet where he's like, yeah, I haven't coached an Auburn team that's played against Bama yet. So yeah. Like, just that look he had, I was like, oh, God, yeah, I love it. Like, you just know, like, whatever's coming after that is like, oh, God, brace yourself. Man, but I thought the response was fine. I didn't think he said anything out of line. I thought it was professional, and, you know, the way he delivered it was funny, and I, you know, even though it was still informative, and I'm fine with it, man. I just, you know, I think both sides, it was, you know, good question, good response. Just the question could have been worded differently, and, you know, this is a different conversation, but it was just funny. The response was just funny. That's why we're talking about it, just that, because he does have a point. He has yet to coach an Auburn team in an Iron Bowl, and that's, you know, that's what Graham's saying, like, that we don't know what to expect, so that's why they're practicing for it. It's just how it is. He, you know, this is his first year as Auburn head coach. Some of these players, like Byron Brown and the receivers, they never played in Iron Bowl. It's the biggest rivalry in college football, regardless of what Joel Klatt says. Still can't believe he said that blasphemy on air. It's absolutely crazy saying the game is bigger than the Iron Bowl. That's just absurd. Absurd. It's a fun game to watch, but it's absurd that you think it's better than the Iron Bowl. What are you on, Joe Klatt? What are you on? But yeah, other than that, I mean, that's pretty much it.
I just want to add
to it
real quick.
Yeah.
I do like how Golish did, like, one of the first things he said there was like, I don't care about the last, you know, couple years of if Auburn had success or not against Bama. I that doesn't matter to me. He's like, what matters to me now is that we prepare ourselves the best way we can possible so that we can go beat him this year. And that my team that I'm coaching is going to be ready to go play Bama in Tuscaloosa in week 12. So I do like the aspect. He's like, look, the past doesn't matter. I get it. Now, that is a fantastic coach response. That I think is a great coach response.
Yeah.
But on the other side, like, I get, I'm just kind of going back to what I said a second ago. I get the question because it does matter to the fan base, because we have been here for the last 6 years. Like, obviously this is Golish's first time in Auburn. This is his first year at Auburn. So like, those years don't matter, but like, we have had to live through those last 6 years of losing to Bama every single year. So we're like, but like, we need to beat Bama. So I get completely both sides of the question.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about football season. I mean, we're literally, you know, I know it's literally going to be May in 2 days, or I guess 1 day technically, but, I'm ready for football season to get here.
We're about halfway through off season.
ish. Yeah, a little bit. I would say a little over half. I'm just, after going to A-Day and then getting to, you know, when we got the honor and privilege to go to that practice, it just kind of fueled the, you know, the fire of like, all right, I'm ready for fall. Let's get it. Let's get it going. And not only that, just the energy of the football team, again, is something that Auburn has needed for so long, because it's been just this, you know, Harsin was very stern and serious and not like a hype guy. You know what I mean? And no one was really getting hype on the team at all. It was just kind of like, all right, let's handle business. And we kind of did, and then got fell apart. And then,
yeah, when he had a good roster, when he had Gus's roster,
yeah,
he didn't do bad. We beat LSU inside Tiger, or whatever it's called, Death Valley.
Yeah.
And then we beat Ole Miss at Ole Miss. Like, when he, the first, like, right after Harsin was hired, right after Gus was fired, it wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. And then it just consistently got worse and worse and worse because he didn't have the players.
Yeah. But, yeah, the Regions tournament is going on right now. So if you're in the area and want to go watch some good golf, that's going on currently. And other Auburn people are there, like Stephen Pearl is there. Charles Barkley is there. I don't know if Bo's playing in it this year. I know it's like he takes a year off, or maybe it's like every other year. I can't remember. And this might be that year. But I don't know if you saw this. There's a video online about it. We don't have it. But a friend of mine, Jim Dunaway, he always MCs the opening tee off. I don't know if you saw the clip yet, but Steven goes up to tee the ball off. And he said, now, Steven, he said, there will not be, and it you know, it's like it was kind of a little like funny. You know, we're past it now. The season's over. It doesn't matter. But he was like, now, Steven, you won't have to worry about
it. And Auburn is national champions. Sorry. That's all I'm
saying. Yeah. But he was like, yeah, you don't have to worry about referees going to monitor, making sure you got this shot off or something like that. And he just like kind of looked at the sky. Oh, my God. He did not just say that.
Yeah. It was a funny movie. I love
that. Shout out Jim Dunaway. That was a good one. But yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else to add. Graham, you got anything else? Cool. Well, guys, subscribe to the barn, auburn.com. Check out other cool podcasts like this one, including Top Button Podcast with Charlie Five, aka Kyle Rush, Village Vice with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, and The Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. And if you're on podcast format, please follow and share and like and do all that fun stuff. Let people know that this is your number one place to get all your Auburn info, because we are here for you and we know you are here for us. So we appreciate it, and we will see you next time. And as always, War Damn.
See you.